Do you have your Game 3 starter?
Yep.
No, we're going to announce that some point tomorrow.
Brandon, how did you find managing in your postseason game? Was it more nerve-wracking than you'd anticipated?
I feel like the game we played yesterday was been the game we have played 80 times this year. So that was, we've played a lot of close games. We've played those type of games, and we've been on the right end of a lot of them. Just yesterday just came up a little short, but I thought the atmosphere was amazing in the ballpark, and kind of reflecting back to pregame ceremonies and how loud the crowd was. Thought that was really a special thing, and our players really appreciated it. And unfortunately, just came up a little short yesterday.
Okay, in the back, third row.
Brandon, yesterday you said the play in the ninth inning, the call stealing was a miscommunication. Was that the call there? Was that a hit and run or was that a steal?
Yeah, that was we just missed the hit and run sign there, and that's just something that we've done a lot this year. Unfortunately, Hixie's been wonderful for us this entire season in so many ways, and we do put runners in motion. We do have to do things. We don't hit a ton of homers, trying to generate offense a little bit at times, and we bunt. We do the little things, and yesterday we just missed the sign in the ninth inning there, but that didn't cost us the game. We had opportunities to score before that. We need to start taking a little bit of pressure off of our pitchers and scoring early in the game, those type of things. But yesterday, we just didn't execute in the time that we have this season.
Okay, we'll keep it on that side.
Brandon, a different looking lineup for you today. Can you kind of just explain the thinking? Adley back in the leadoff spot, Gunner cleanup, Jorge Mateo in there.
Yeah, so Adley just to get him up, get him to the plate as much as possible. The in-between inning breaks is nice from behind the plate, getting him a little extra. Like I said, when I moved him out of the leadoff spot, he had to rush every time to the plate and had to call time and that kind of thing. So just be able to, against the left-handed starter, I'm going to lead him off. With Montgomery probably going further than Heaney was yesterday. And with Georgie's started almost every game against a left-handed starter this year. With Montgomery being a normal starter, that's what the difference was there. And I'm also looking for a little bit of offense. Georgie's swung about well against left-handed starters, especially the second half. He gets on base. He normally scores. We're looking to score runs. So that's the reason behind that.
Okay. Back left side.
Brendan, what specifically has this team showed you about battling adversity that has them set up to bounce back in the playoffs?
Well, it's just something we've done really well this year and the last couple of years. Losing a first game of a series and kind of putting it behind us. Losing, like I said earlier, I feel like that game was a game that we've played 100 times this year. We've had a lot of comfort behind wins. We've had a lot of close game wins. But in those games that we've lost like that, I feel like we've done a great job of bouncing back. I think Grayson's really ready to take the mound today, take the ball. I'm really excited and looking forward to watching him pitch. But it's almost always about next day starter, and we're happy to see Grayson out there today.
Okay, third row.
This team, if you watch them all year, they've been able to turn the page quickly after losses. Do you get the impression they're still that loose today, or is it different because it's the postseason?
No, I didn't feel any different in the speaking of the clubhouse here for the last couple hours. Guys were loose, the same kind of keeping the same routine they normally do, and I didn't feel any tension in the clubhouse.
Back by the camera.
Hey, Brandon. Craig Loper, Wavy 10 in Norfolk. Just a sort of a question about the Tides. All these guys come up through the system. Two-parter. How important is it, or how much stock do you put in these guys winning on their way up to the big league club? And then second, what do you think of the job of Buck did this year?
Yeah, no, Buck did a great job. Communicated with him quite a bit throughout this season. Obviously, we've had a lot of players come up from Norfolk and produced and done well and been ready to help us when they got here. So the AAA staff and those guys did an outstanding job, and congratulations to them on a wonderful season and winning the AAA championship. I think that winning is a part of development, and I think developing a winning culture in the minor leagues, there's some importance to that. And for our AAA guys to have so much success, that means players are playing well too, and your prospects are playing well. So that's huge from an organizational standpoint. So really proud of the guys and whatever they did in Norfolk and the coaching staff did a great job there as well.
Okay, on the left in the middle.
Hi, Brandon. What have you seen from Jordan Montgomery over the years, and how has he been able to take the next level these last two or so years?
Well, I mean, we saw him quite a bit in New York. I don't think we've seen him since he went to St. Louis. But you know, it's a big lefty power sinker. You know, watched that game against Tampa. He was in complete command throughout. He's got really good stuff. So we really got to be able to see him up, try to get the ball in the air because the sinker is really good and he knows how to pitch. You know, I thought that we've taken some decent at bats against him when he was in New York. Hopefully that carries through today, but that was a while ago. But you know, it's a guy that has got some postseason experience and pitched a heck of a game his last time out.